News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. Big concern for Packers fans. Aaron Rodgers injured in the first quarter of last night's 27-20 loss to the Chicago Bears. After the game, Coach Mike McCarthy says we really won't have more information until today.
I just had a chance to speak to Aaron before he went into the training room. He has a shoulder injury. They want to run more tests. They don't have an exact diagnosis is where we are. So we'll have more information for you probably tomorrow.
Now, Mike McCarthy is scheduled for his regular news conference around 3 o'clock today, and that's when we are going to get more information. He says he really does not know when or if Aaron Rodgers will return.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Seneca, he needs to perform better, and he'll definitely do that with a week of practice. We're on a short week. We're on a six-day week. We've got the Eagles coming in here, new staff, you know, uncommon opponent. So we need to do a better job in the passing game. I think it was obvious tonight that the third downs was something that held us back.
Seneca Wallace played almost the entire game. He did throw one interception on a deflected ball. Still, the Packers had the lead into the second half against the Bears. It was the defense that couldn't get off the field in the fourth quarter. You'll hear more coming up in sports with Tom King. We do have some snow in the forecast, and Wisconsin Emergency Management Director Todd Pritchard says if you are driving in it, now is the time to make sure you're properly prepared.
We're all tough Wisconsin cheeseheads. We think we can make it through just about anything, and we can. We're tough folks, but that first snowstorm really seems to throw people off.
A truck knocked over a utility pole, causing a power outage that impacted about 500 Wisconsin Public Service customers in Rothschild and Schofield last night. It happened just before 9 a.m. at Alderson Street and Grossman Drive. WPS said it would take several hours to get everyone back online. Most were restored around midnight. As of 3 a.m., they had 25 homes without power in Schofield. WPS is also working on a second electrical outage in Three Lakes. It's left 164 customers in the dark, and the problem there is not clear. Last night, Portage County supervisors passed their budget for 2014. Jennifer Jossie is the finance director. She says after the board's changes, the tax levy will be about $16,000 less than proposed. It will still be a 2.1% increase over what's being charged this year.
The levy is $16,000 lower than the proposed budget. The levy for 2014 will be $25,715,728. The tax rate for 2014 will be $5.36 per $1,000.
The supervisors added $50,000 to continue the Justice Works program for nonviolent offenders. They removed $16,000 earmarked for EMS services in Grant. Human Services will get $40,000 more from a fund balance to start the Healthy Beginnings program. Another law enforcement agency is reporting some success with saturation patrols. That's where additional officers work in the concentrated area to look for violations, usually to crack down on drunk driving. Adams County Sheriff Sam Wallen says they just completed a four-hour focused saturation, 49 traffic stops leading to 18 citations. Wallen says that during that crackdown, there was one drug arrest, a criminal traffic charge, and he says these patrols would not be possible without additional help.
We had nearly 50 stops, and these type of events can really only take place because of other agencies working together with us, as we have with others also.
A man's been charged with an eighth OWI after driving away from an incident at a Wausau strip club. Police went to Showtime around 2 a.m. Sunday. They got reports of a customer involved in an altercation with one of the dancers. He had fled by the time police got there. A short time later, the suspect was arrested, 55-year-old Kelly Kloss. He had been drinking and was charged with driving under the influence. He's now free on $5,000 bond and will be due back in court November 14th for a preliminary hearing. Reports from New Jersey say authorities have found the suspect in last night's shooting incident inside a sprawling shopping center. They believe the gunman took his own life. His body was found in a remote part of the mall after opening fire around 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A storm moving into the area will produce some rainfall for much of the area tonight, and it might mix with some snow in the northern parts of the area. Winter weather advisory in effect tonight for far northern parts of the listening area. Otherwise, today, increasing clouds, a high of 49. That rain likely for tonight with a low down to 36. Could see a little mixture of rain and snow in the area on Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy late in the day with a high of 41. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
There's fog around this morning, and it's limiting visibility to less than a quarter mile, and we do have a winter weather advisory for Oneida County and areas north starting at 9 o'clock tonight. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.